Right now, it's time to welcome in our guest for this hour, and that is Nancy Heaton, who is the CEO of the Foundation for Community Health here in Sharon, Connecticut. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine, surviving doing what you should do. I am one of those compromised individuals because I'm 67 years old, I'm overweight, and I also, when I was a kid, I had bronchitis. I missed a year of school. So I have taken this very serious. I just go from work to home and home to work, have some people do shopping for me and things like that. So I've taken this all very seriously, which everybody should do. But, you know, when I got the I got a press release, and it's what we're doing here locally as individuals, as businesses, as friends and neighbors, is trying to help everybody get through this. And you now have a pretty exciting program. Your COVID-19 Rapid Response Grant Program is a local program. Let's talk a little bit, first of all, about that Rapid Response Grant Program, how the idea came out, how it formulated so quickly, and also has turned into action so quickly.
Well, just to back up, our first response was, okay, let's talk to our grantees. And really, a lot of what we've been doing has really come from those conversations. So our mission is to improve the health and well-being of the community. So we have a number of grantees doing all kinds of work in the community. So first thing we did was to contact them. We're concerned for them individually, their organizations, and of course all the people that they serve. And so in talking with them, we've initiated conversations to repurpose their grants, convert their grants to operating funds. But we also asked them, what are some emergent needs? And some of those resulted in some money that we just turned around and sent back out into the community to assist them or with ideas. For example, we expanded our prescription assistance program to be a little more flexible and allow more expenditures. We've purchased supplies for different PPE projects because people, at Gear and others told us, they needed that. We found that a lot of them were worried about how are they going to communicate to their constituents and to their funders and their board members. And so we've contracted with someone to provide them with technical assistance on like how to get their message out in ways that they hadn't done before. So there were original responses. My favorite one actually was Community Health and Wellness in Torrington. When I called there, she said, we've been testing outside. It's really cold. We need tents and some heaters and two-way radio. I'm like, I could do that. So that was coming from those conversations. So then we thought, there must be other organizations out there that we are not in currently working with. And so that's the idea out of the Rapid Response Grant Program was, okay, what else can we do to strengthen the safety net in the community, make sure, that the most vulnerable members of our community are met with whatever it is that they need. And again, using this communications, because I think, we're all in this new world of electronic communications. How can our small nonprofits, who really haven't done a whole lot in that way, really reach out to people and make sure that people know what they're offering? So that's where the idea came from.
It's interesting to hear, when you just to something as simple that you wouldn't think of. Yes, we're testing. The testing's done outside. Temperatures have been 35 to 40. That's something that you tend to see the pictures and you tend to overlook the fact that, everything about that is something that needs to be fixed and needs to be fixed as soon as you can possibly do it.
Exactly.
That's the great thing about, I think, local funding and local organizations like yours, because it's boots on the ground and you can get things done much quicker. I know when this all first happened, we had a lot of underwriters, and we survived because we have one-third of our money we survive on because we're a nonprofit, is underwriting. Yeah. But we said to all of our underwriters, hey, no, you don't worry. You don't have to cancel. You don't have to pay your bill. We're all going to ride this out together, and hopefully in 2 to 3 months, we can start to get back to normal. But that's the great thing about living in an area like ours. We have your COVID-19 Rapid Response Grant Program, the Connecticut Community Foundation. They have one in Torrington. The Torrington Area Foundation is teaming up. All these people are teaming up to help nonprofits and small businesses, and help that's very quick in coming. And I think people tend to, when they think about organizations like yours and like the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, the Torrington Area Foundation, they don't understand that the money that you have built up and the trust you have with people that set up funds in your organizations, when something unbelievably spectacular or disastrous happens, you are nimble enough to be able to move very quickly to help local community interests.
Absolutely. And we work together, actually. I meet with Guy Rivesi at Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation and Peter Taylor, and even the Hudson Valley, they have an interim leadership at the moment, but the Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley, you know, we're a supporting organization to all three, which kind of, you know, make sure that we all keep in touch, but it's beyond that. It really has developed into a mutual understanding. So we've, you know, given money to the Neighbor to Neighbor Fund in this time because we think that's a really easy way and a good way to get money out for people's emergent needs, because we can't actually fund direct to people in our, you know, the way that we're organized. And so I hope people understand that, you know, we are actually working together and thinking about this together. In fact, some of the thoughts we've been talking about is, okay, this is our immediate response, and this COVID-19 Rapid Response Grant Program is part of that immediate response. But we're also looking at recovery. So how do we make sure that these safety net organizations or the important organizations in our community are able to actually survive this long term? And what will they look like coming out of this? Because I do think it's going to change a lot of things quickly. And if some of the changes like telemedicine and telehealth kinds of work is able to continue, because some of that was just done in emergency, but we've developed new ways of thinking. And so how can we help in the recovery stage and then hopefully long-term in the resilience stage? How do we make sure that all of these things exist and can better respond the next time we have a crisis?
We are speaking with Nancy Heaton, CEO of Foundation for Community Health. Now, for people that are listening right now, who's eligible to apply for these grants?
You have to be a public charity, the 501c3 organization, and you have to serve residents in our area, which is in the greater Harlem Valley of New York and the northern Litchfield Hills of Connecticut. And we're looking for smaller organizations at the moment, so having an operating budget at or under $1 million, we'll see what we can get from that and then look forward. But we're really concerned about the smaller nonprofits not being able to survive this without some assistance. We also are looking for, you know, a clear, you know, what is it that you need? Because this is a quick turnaround, right? We're not looking for a 10-page thing. We just want to know what your need is, how the funds will be used to address that need, and, you know, what's your ability and record of actually reaching out to the most vulnerable people. So that's
all right. Now, people, once again, can go to your website and find mm-hmm. all the information, the Foundation yeah. for Community Health. But also, after this interview is done, in the next 15 minutes, we'll put this interview up on our on-demand page, and we have all the links for people that can find out how they can apply and then actually click on a link to apply. And I can tell you, folks, they say that the application is simple. It is. This is not anything that's drastically hard for you to do. So if you're a 501c3 and you're small and you need some help, it'll take you no more than 5 minutes or 6 minutes to fill out that application. Well, Nancy, keep up the great work. I mean, when you were founded, this is one of the changes that comes along. When you were founded years ago, pandemic response, I don't think, was one of those things that was on the top of everybody's mind. But you guys there and all the other foundations have managed to be very nimble and quick. And thank you very much for your support of the smaller 501c3s in this region.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Marshall. Have a great day.
You too, Nancy. Take care. Be safe.
You too.
That is Nancy Heaton, CEO, once again, the CEO of the Foundation for Community Health.